Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
As we launch here into the second hour of the program, much to discuss. Your calls, of course, come first if you make them, 800-259-9231. But Mark, there's been a federal government threat made against the people in the state of Texas.
That's right.
Particularly the people calling themselves the state of Texas, apparently. What's going on?
From the 10th Amendment Center, 10thamendmentcenter.com, yesterday, the U.S. Department of Justice upped the ante in a high-stakes political game of chicken, lobbying against pending legislation in Texas in the legislature, which would criminalize any searches conducted without probable cause. U.S. Having to do with the TSA, essentially, it's targeted at the TSA. Mm-hmm. U.S. Attorney John E. Murphy sent a letter to a few high-ranking members of Texas government warning against promoting the bill and threatening a complete closure of all flights to and from the state. If H.R. 1937, I think it was a House bill, actually.
H.B.
H.B. Yeah. Oh, H.B. H.B. 1937 were enacted. This is a quote from John E. Murphy's, the U.S. Attorney's letter here. The federal government would likely seek an emergency stay of the statute, Murphy wrote. Unless or until such a stay were granted, TSA would likely be required to cancel any flight or series of flights for which it could not ensure the safety of passengers and crew.
Now, isn't there something like this bill being proposed in New Hampshire as well?
I think so, but I don't think it's gone as far.
Okay.
Gotcha. There was another state, too. I think New Jersey or some town in New Jersey, maybe, and Florida, too, were talking about it as well.
So where was this bill in the process? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, it had gone through the House, as I understand it, and it was then sitting in front of the Senate.
Gotcha. So the TSA and the federal government, the Justice, so-called Justice Department, got upset about this. They threatened with a stay. They threatened to essentially stop this law from happening.
If they could get the stay, and until then.
That they were going to ban all flights to Texas?
That's correct, or from.
Wow. Now, does anybody actually believe that?
The TSA would require those airports to cancel the flights, and the problem is that flights not only start or end in Texas, but they start or end in other places too. So the TSA could have a problem with those planes landing or going to Texas.
Does anybody actually believe this?
Now, I don't understand why the TSA couldn't ensure the safety of a flight going to Texas, because that's just stupid.
Because this is clearly a punishment.
It's absolutely
a punishment. It's a threat.
But does anybody actually take it seriously?
I guess they have.
They absolutely have. This is the whole law is going kerflooey right now.
So chicken. Just mm-hmm. a bunch of chicken S's.
Yep.
Come on. The idea that they're actually going to stop air travel to the entire state of Texas. So absurd. Do you think they could actually do that?
Why not?
Well, I guess they could if people are so damned obedient that they'll just go right ahead and just do whatever it is the federal government says.
Let us molest your wives and children or else.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, you know, the federal government threatened the states when they were nullifying the Real ID Act, saying, oh, your citizens aren't going to be able to board airplanes at airports.
Right, they did do that, and the states did not back down from that one.
They went ahead and
they nullified those Real ID Acts, and Real ID never came to fruition pretty much as a result.
Not completely, but they're still trying to push it through the back door. It's something to watch, but anyway.
Well, okay, so this lines right up with the other news that we reported recently about how the feds are also, and I think it was the Justice Department, so-called, these feds were also threatening state government bureaucrats in the states in which they have medical marijuana schemes, where in some states bureaucrats are more involved in that process than others, like Delaware, for instance. We just talked about last night how they're the 16th state to have medical marijuana, but unlike California, where there can be individuals can grow plants and providers can sell pot to people, in Delaware you'll have to get it from the state. And so in states like that, the federal government is threatening any government bureaucrat that is involved at any point in that process of getting marijuana to people, threatening them with federal criminal charges, essentially a conspiracy to distribute marijuana charge for any state bureaucrat involved in that that process. So we're starting to see this happen in different areas now. So there's the medical marijuana area, which is contrary to the federal government's war on drugs. There's this this TSA, this kind of anti-TSA legislation that is contrary to the federal government's so-called security interests. And so anything that is nullifying toward the federal government, this seems to be their new tactic, is to just lash out at whatever it is, whichever organization, group of government people is involved in this, in this case, targeting the airports.
And the thing is that, you know, this is the people of Texas responding, if you believe in the ideas of representative democracy, and I think that largely the United States has shown that it's a failure, but if you believe in those ideas, this is the people of Texas speaking that they don't want this crap going on in their state. Tell me the U.S. Citizen mandate that's behind the Transportation and Security Administration. This was an organization that was created out of whole cloth by President Bush and his cronies after 9/11 occurred. So there wasn't a vote for new politicians in between this. This is just some idea by some federal bureaucrats, and now they're using their power to protect the jobs of people who would otherwise be welfare recipients, I guess. I got nothing nice to say about this.
Yeah, it's sad. I'm sorry to hear this news, and I expect we're going to hear more of it as time goes on, as more of these government people in these various different states decide to try this nullification idea. I mean, it seems to be getting more popular. At least I hear, you know, we're hearing more about it on Free Talk Live. We've had the guys from we teamed up kind of to some extent with the guys from the 10th Amendment Center. I believe you've had Michael Bolden on your interview show, right?
I think so. I don't know. We've talked to him so much that I don't know if he's on the interview show or not.
Well, we're definitely on good terms with the guys at the 10th Amendment Center, and of course they're doing their Nullify Now conferences around the country. I believe there's going to be one in Los Angeles coming up here, I think, this weekend, but I'm not positive on that. You can go to nullifynow.com to learn more about what they're doing. But they're taking this conference all around the country, and they're bringing the ideas of nullification, again, as far and as wide as they possibly can get them. But if state government bureaucrats are too chicken to stand up to the federal government, then the whole idea of nullification just falls flat on its face. And that's the biggest weak point that it has. We're going to have to personally nullify. Really, that's what it's going to ultimately come down to. And I know that the 10th Amendment Center and those guys support personal nullification as well, and non-cooperation, and not obeying these stupid diktats and rules and paying these taxes to the feds. You can't count on these state government bureaucrats to do this. These people don't have a backbone for the most part. So you can't count on them to keep you safe from whatever federal government horrors are going on.
So, going on with the article, for now it appears the U.S. Attorney's threat has realized its goal. The sponsor of the Texas bill has decided to concede defeat in this battle, but remains committed to fighting the war. I will pull HB 1937 down, but will stand for liberty in the state of Texas, said Senator Dan Patrick, the bill's sponsor. As such, as of right now, the bill has died.
Blah, blah, blah.
This matter is clear. Well, you know, what do you expect the guy to do?
Have
some cojones.
Right. Stand up. It's just a damn bill.
Matter. If he would have left it and it would have died on the table, what difference does it make?
Wait, died on the table?
No senator in Texas is going to vote for this crap now.
Well, that's what Wayne is saying here. Maybe they should vote for it so they don't know.
You just what I'm saying is don't blame Dan Patrick for it.
Well, I mean, he pulled it off. He didn't even give them the chance to vote on it.
Oh, yes, I'm certain. He just couldn't communicate with any of his senator friends before he pulled
it
down.
Let him go to a vote so you can see which ones of them are chicken.
That would be really great, right?
Yeah.
But that's not how it's going to happen. That's not how politics.
All chickens.
That's not how politics works in the United States, sadly.
Pathetic.
It's agreed.
They're pathetic.
I know. They were brave enough to respond to their constituents' wishes to stop this molestation in airports, which is totally unnecessary. It's totally slave training, and you know, it's disgusting. I can't even think about it right now.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But the truth is that you nor I or anybody else who's sitting here having this discussion right now has a flight in or out of Texas in the next 30 days.
We're going to Texas this year.
November or something. And you and I would happily drive if this was the case. Most people don't have the stand for liberty. Most of these senators' constituents don't want this bad enough.
1-800-259-9231. I'd love to see New Hampshire pass this. and then have them continue to operate their airport despite what the federal government says.
Still
let them bring in the military to shut down the airport, and that'll be a Kodak moment.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive. Jurisdictionary.com is the course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know about these rules, you're just fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 4-CD course, so easy the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. You can visit jurisdictionary.com. They have all kinds of free tools there that you could download and use. And remember, when you buy the course, that there's a pull-down menu at the end, and mention Free Talk Live so they know where you heard it from. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231 is the number here. Coming up here, we will tell you about American Express cracking down on a specific type of transaction. It's not gambling this time. We'll give you some more information on that in a little bit. 800-259-9231. But, Mark, you were actually on the phone earlier this morning on a conference call.
That's right.
And you said to me that it was so important that you wanted to put it into the podcast tonight. Now, the podcast, of course, is different from the actual radio show. We're not going to play it live on the show. How long did it last, by the way?
It was about a 50-minute conference call.
So we're not going to play it on the air here, but if you want to get your hands on this, we will be attaching it to the podcast of the show tonight, which will be available for download at freetalklive.com. But what was
at
it
about 11 p.m. at freetalklive.com?
Whenever it gets done, but yeah, usually that's about when. Okay. So what was the content of this call? What was it about?
Okay, not only will that be attached, but also an interview I did with Brian Wilgoda about the cruise that I'm taking, cruise.freetalklive.com. But this interview will be after that, and it was Julian Assange, Daniel Ellsworth.
Ellsberg, I think.
Ellsberg?
I could be wrong, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I had it...
Pentagon Papers fame.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right. And it was supposed to be Glenn Greenwald. He couldn't make it, but they had several other experts in there, and they were just talking about, I guess, the chances that what Bradley Manning's chances were. I guess he's having...
This being the year anniversary of him being locked up, correct?
That and his pretrial hearings coming up. The justice's terrible swift sword is whistling through the air, and so it's been 1 year since he was charged
accused.
And incarcerated.
Yeah.
Incarcerated. Basically, he's been punished now with a year's incarceration.
Right, so even if he's found not guilty after the fact... He's been sitting in jail.
He's been tortured for nearly a year, and then he's been
worse
moved.
Than jail. This is much worse than jail.
Right. This makes there is no incarceration in the United States that's been as bad as this guy's, save maybe Padilla or Padilla or whatever his name is.
Padilla.
I guess he's been moved to Leavenworth now, and he's got a much more sort of appropriate kind of incarceration.
You mean they actually gave him a blanket and a pad to sleep on or something like that?
That kind of thing.
Because he was
Ellsberg. What did I say?
I said Ellsworth.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he has been, the conditions under which he has been held have been absolutely torturous.
Yeah.
And you're saying that now they're slightly less torturous?
They're
basically
normal jail conditions as it's being described to the audience of reporters.
Were they saying that today on the conference
and
call?
And just to talk about what kind of conference call this was, I don't know how I ended up on this list, but little old Free Talk Live, here I am listening in, and I put in to ask a question. Sure, I want to ask Julian Assange or Daniel Ellsberg a question. I didn't get on board because ABC, CNN, The Guardian, some place out of Chicago, I think it was the Tribune, but I'm not sure, they got to ask all the questions.
Gotcha.
So, but it gives you an idea that this is was a pretty big deal, and I just felt it was very surreal, and I walked away from the event
surreal. Why?
Well, for me, it was, I'd never experienced anything like this. These people are from ABC asking questions. I'm listening. I'm on a private call with Julian Assange and Daniel Ellsberg, and I may very well be able to get Daniel on the show here for an interview. I'm not promising anything, but it's looking promising.
Right, right. We're working on that.
Yeah, and there's a couple of other people that we've been offered interviews on, and I may do that for them. But anyway, I thought it was very good. I walked away.
So what was the purpose of this conference? Was it just simply commemorate the anniversary, give people an update on what's going on with Bradley? What were they trying to accomplish?
Update journalists who probably aren't keeping as close to tabs as we are on what's going on, the civil disobedience that occurred at the Quantico where he was being held, to tell people you know, sort of what's happening from a legal standpoint with Bradley, to talk about how this affects First Amendment, freedom of the press around the world. This is the major Western countries of the world turning their laser eyes onto freedom of the press. They don't like it. It makes them uncomfortable. Organizations like WikiLeaks are, you know, bad in their minds. So they're going to try to identify them as not part of the press. And, you know, that's very bad stuff. I listened to it and I was just like, man, I got to try to get this for my listeners. And they made it available to me. It's actually available online someplace, but I would figure that it'd be like most of the Bradley Manning news. Most people wouldn't hear it, but if we stick it on our podcast, that'll make it available to thousands of people,
right,
who wouldn't otherwise,
the whole conference.
Yeah, wouldn't have otherwise heard it. And it's about 50 minutes long. And I walked away. My spirits were buoyed. I felt much better about the idea. I think that just listening to this, they made better arguments than I can make. I can't even begin to make the arguments that they made. But essentially, Bradley Manning, likely they don't have a case.
Was there an attorney on the call?
Well, Daniel Ellsberg sounded like an attorney, but there were three.
Gotcha.
So, that was basically what they were making it sound like.
So they
obviously
think that
it was one-sided, but
once this actually does go to court, that Bradley Manning actually has a good chance of being released.
Because
when the hell is that
going
to happen?
Because it's in the United States, because he took an oath, enemies foreign domestic, because there's a whistleblower, sort of rule that protects him, and because the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief, pronounced him guilty at that press conference. You know where the singing went on? Do you remember?
Oh, where the people kind of interrupted? They paid like $5,000 to be there. And
yeah, they paid a bunch of money to be there. They sung about Bradley Manning, and Barack Obama said what Bradley Manning did was treason, and it was different than Daniel Ellsberg or whatever. He pronounced him guilty, which therefore taints the whole military tribunal process.
He's going to get a military tribunal?
He's in the military, Ian.
Oh, right.
And if you act like that's the worst justice in the world, it's not. There's certainly worse. But the fact is that now Barack Obama, the commander-in-chief, has essentially handed down a prescription to these JAG officers or whomever would sit on whatever passes for a jury on this military tribunal and told him this man's guilty, which therefore corrupts the whole process and could cause the whole thing to get thrown out. And that's not the only thing they're talking about.
Yeah.
They made a lot of points that I can't really make very well. So,
but you were pretty inspired and
I was amazed by what I was hearing. And that's why, you know, I don't just hear things online and say, oh, I've got to attach that to the podcast. I don't think we've ever done that in the history of Free Talk Live.
We'll do it tonight. 800-259-9231. And I hope to hear good news. You said there's some sort of a pretrial thing happening right now with
that? That's right. They call it a Section 76 or something.
All right. So things, the ball is rolling slowly, as usual, with the justice system. In this case, the military justice system. 1-800-259-9231. As we learn more, we'll let you know. And you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Comment on Bradley Manning or anything.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed. And AquaRain's cartridges last blast forth thousands of gallons. Aquarain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an Aquarain.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free. Get signed up for our news updates, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll find out via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever way works best for you. Go get signed up for free over at news.freetalklive.com.
LibertyManiacs.com. They have the largest online Liberty brand featuring the most comprehensive selection of original posters, stickers, apparel, embroidered hats, and over 100 different other products. I'm wearing one of their t-shirts right now, as a matter of fact, from hilarious satire to hard-hitting artistic commentary. LibertyManiacs.com is devoted to outfitting the Liberty movement. That's me. And you. Worldwide, with intelligent, eye-catching, and fashionable gear that expresses your personal dedication to Liberty. Got a no-hassle, money-back guarantee on all their products. New products almost every day. It's LibertyManiacs.com.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You can take control of these airwaves, 800-259-9231. And the news that we were going to report on here, coming up, we'll tell you about illegal bunny sales. But first, American Express. Now, earlier in the show, we talked about how American Express and some other big-time financial players are lobbying in favor of having, of course, more financial regulations. And for those that are maybe new to this show, you may be saying to yourself, well, that doesn't make sense. Why would they want more regulations? They're big corporations. Corporations don't like regulations. Well, you're wrong, because corporations love regulations. Big corporations like American Express and Visa, they love regulations.
They hate competition a lot more than they hate regulations.
Right. They understand that regulations are their friend, because regulations like the one we were talking about earlier, where California is going to be charging any business doing so-called money transmissions
whether it's domestic or international, they're going to be charging them $500,000 for a license. And I don't know if it, I don't know what the term of that license is, by the way. It wasn't made clear. I don't know if that's a year, 5 years, or 10 years, or what. But it's a lot of damn money. And the average person doesn't have that kind of money. I mean, if you're trying to scrounge together the money to start up your own business, how many people have the ability to just dip in and grab an extra $500,000 to throw at some government license?
Doesn't seem likely.
So you've got American Express and these other companies like MoneyGram, Western Union, etc., that are lobbying for this. So it is going to affect their business. They are going to have to pay that money. But these are people who are already established. They're already in the game. They already have most of the licenses. They've been doing this business. And so if they have to add another $500,000 into their, you know, $3 billion budget or whatever, I don't know what these businesses' budgets are.
Who knows?
Some of them, I mean, Western Union's got to do a whole lot of transactions.
Right, when you're talking about, and some of these licenses are, you know, $10,000, $100,000. If you're talking about $100,000 to be able to keep out new and innovative companies out of the marketplace,
right,
it's chump change.
Worth it. And all they have to do is raise their price a penny or something like that in order,
sure,
you know, fraction of a cent.
Everybody who does the business has to bear this cost, so they all have their overhead increased by a little bit. What's the big deal?
Yeah, so essentially regulations are a tool that the big corporations use to keep other people out of business. And, of course, on the other side of that, in return for being, you know, kind of a, for using the state as a tool to protect themselves, they also do the state's bidding. Because as a corporation, they essentially are an extension of the state. The corporation is created by the state governments in this country, and it's protected from liability. The people that are in that corporation are protected from liability in their actions by the corporations. One of the big pluses of having a corporation is that it insulates the players in that organization from liability. So in return for that protection, they have to give up a little bit of allegiance to the government.
And that's what fascism is. Many people hear the term fascism. They imagine that it means racism. Hitler was a fascist. He didn't like Jews. It's racism. That's not what it means. Fascism is a marrying between large corporations and the government for their mutual benefit. And what that means is the government gets a bunch of money from the large corporations. The large corporations get a bunch of protection and sweet deals from the government.
So in this case, looks like American Express is doing some bidding here. It doesn't seem like there's been a law that's forced them to. So I think they're just going along because, you know, their buddies in government want them to. What's happening, Mark?
American Express is no longer allowing transactions to be processed at medical marijuana dispensaries nationwide.
Wow.
According to published
reports.
That's
cold, man.
According to there's so much a non-player anyway in the area of credit cards. I mean,
they're one of the big four.
It's sad.
Yeah, but there's a lot of places that don't accept American Express. You'd
that's
be surprised.
True. No, that's because I think their rates are really high for some reason.
Yeah.
The big four is Visa, MasterCard, Discover. American Express.
I see.
I mean, like, there's a big two and a third. American Express barely even counts. I mean, they're about as relevant
campaign
as Diners Club.
I don't know. They've got a pretty big marketing campaign. I mean, I don't watch much.
Have you tried to accept? I mean, have you looked? Does Free Talk Live accept American Express?
Through PayPal.
Well, immediately we should undo that as best we can.
PayPal, we can't do that.
But American Express, as a retailer, you will find that their numbers are like three times what any of the other cards are. If you're not going to accept one card at your business, it's an American Express. If it's two, it's Discover. If it's, you know,
Discover's rates are also high.
Yeah, Discover's because of the cash back, I think.
No, that can't be true because I've got cash back on my Visa card.
Okay, well, whatever.
And their rates are, you know, Visa's rates are whatever they are. So
you shouldn't take my advice on credit cards.
That's something I've never understood. Maybe somebody who's in business and doing more credit card business can really explain. But why the hell does anybody get an American Express card, and why the hell does anybody accept an American Express card? What's the big deal?
I know
they
market heavily to businesses,
right,
for small businesses and businesses.
I have one. I've had one since 1982.
It's a prestige symbol, too.
Yeah, it is, especially the gold card, it once was anyway. And the whole idea behind American Express has been in the past that you pay it off in full every month, so you're not running a balance. Now they do allow you to run balances, but Visa and MasterCard would allow you to roll your balance over every month and pay interest on it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of prestigious, too, because, look, I'm going to pay all this off at the end of the month when you hand them your American Express card.
Really? So they wouldn't allow you to hold a balance?
Well, now, like I said, now they do. In the past, you had to pay it off in full every month.
Or else what? They would cancel your card?
They'd send you nasty letters.
Probably. Yeah. Probably.
They would cancel your card if you went too far over.
Mm-hmm.
As far as time goes. I mean, it's not a credit card. It was a charge card.
That's right. But you can use a credit card as a charge card just by paying it off in full every month. That is a charge card.
See, I didn't know there was a difference.
Yeah, there is a distinction to be had in this marketplace. But, you know, I mean, I don't know exactly why people have American Express cards. I wouldn't spend the time filling one out. But
so they are not going to accept transactions for any medical marijuana-related transaction.
Yeah, a spokesperson told the LA Weekly that the company made the decision to not allow its credit cards to be accepted for medical marijuana because it is their policy to adhere to federal law in such matters.
Wow.
The American Independent reported that Rep. Jared Polis, Democrat, Colorado, plans to introduce legislation to clarify that banks can maintain normal business relationships with legal medical marijuana dispensaries, possibly as soon as next week.
Is this federal or Colorado legislation? I missed that point.
I'm not sure what, you know, it says Democrat, Colorado. I suspect that means federal.
That's really sad, man. I mean, they're throwing crippled people under the bus. They're essentially saying that even though the feds aren't threatening them, I haven't heard anything about that. They're not citing it. They're not saying, well, we're concerned the feds might hurt us, you know, so we're going to do this because we're scared. They're just saying, we're going to do this because we like the feds, because we're doing whatever they think is a good idea. And if they think enforcing the war on drugs is a good idea against crippled people who need marijuana to relieve their pain or keep their pills down if they've got AIDS or cancer or something like that, yeah, we're just going to go along with that.
Well, the state and local so-called authorities take a lot of money from the feds, so I guess they don't want to bite the hand that feeds them, ultimately.
So here's some speculation in the article. Let me finish it up here. It says, I haven't seen it with other cards, says Aaron Smith, executive director of the National Cannabis Industry Association. I don't understand why they would turn their back on a $2 billion industry. It's perplexing. The company has given no explanation of its decision, but Dennis Romeo of the LA Weekly believes that the decision may be a result of businesses complaining about the credit cards they issue to employees being used to purchase medical marijuana. And the American Express may have received a high number of fraudulent charges from medical marijuana dispensaries thanks to thieves using stolen cards to buy marijuana.
Free number 800-259-9231.
Andro Ant Block presents the Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Andro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Andro Kills Ants products at Andro.com.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun. Based on testing standards, use as directed.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow.
guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
By the way, if you want to help support the show, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You get a whole list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Promote.freetalklive.com. Now, if there's an indication regarding how unfree a place is, then I think one of those indicators might be how the president of that particular place behaves. And we'll share that with you here in moments.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me, Mark Edge? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event's what you want to make of it. There'll certainly be some speeches and a debate, but the boat has a whole lot to do. Ice skating rink, inline skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, a golf simulator, and a whole bunch more to do. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November, but it's a good idea to reserve your berth now. The ship has been in and out of yellow status. I can't say how many rooms are available right now. You can go check out room rates at cruise.freetalklive.com. If you want to, you can reserve online. You can reserve over the telephone number there at cruise.freetalklive.com. As a matter of fact, I did an interview with the cruise coordinator today, and that will be on the podcast that you can listen to us talk about it. That's cruise.freetalklive.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can take control here and bring up anything you want. Now, there's a story that I saw over at lewrockwell.com from the Daily Mail, which is a UK newspaper, about Barack Obama and his, I don't know if you want to call this a motorcade or traveling security blanket, whatever you want to call this. It's pretty crazy. Let me explain here from the Daily Mail. An extraordinary entourage will accompany Obama and his wife Michelle when they sweep into London tomorrow. A team of at least 500
will include White House aides, a six-doctor medical team, and a squad of personal chefs. There will be more than 200 Secret Service agents, many of them armed. So as I was saying, an indicator of how free a group of people might be would be how the person who claims to be in charge of those people, I don't think he's not my leader, and George Bush was not my leader, and no politician is my leader. But people like using that term for politicians.
Our leader.
Leaders. People who are claiming to be in charge, how they behave. If, you know, the master is claiming that this is a free plantation, but is walking around in all places on the plantation in some sort of
bulletproof
vest. Yeah, right, in some sort of bulletproof getup, then that really goes to show what they really think, right? It's kind of an indicator of how they really think things are out there and how free things really are. So the president will travel in what is called the Beast, his gigantic bomb-proof General Motors Cadillac with 8-inch thick armor plating on its doors.
It actually got stuck. How old is this article?
This apparently is, that's a good question. I presumed it was fresh because Lou Rockwell's usually pretty good about keeping fresh information up on their website.
I believe I saw this thing get stuck on a bump in London. Another piece of news is, I guess the mayor of London is going to be handing Barack Obama a very large bill for apparently some driving fees that the U.S. embassy hasn't been paying.
Hmm. This is a story that is 2 days old at this point, Mark. So
yeah,
it is fresh.
All right.
So according to the story here, it's the Beast, 8-inch thick armor plating on its doors. The limousine will be accompanied by a motorcade of at least 20 vehicles, plus a dozen police motorcycle outriders. Such is the emphasis on security that his team has even asked to fit bomb-proof double glazing to the windows of his guest suite at the Buckingham Palace. So it wasn't good enough, as is. They wanted extra bomb-proofing for his suite.
I can't imagine what kind of bomb would get close enough to the Buckingham Palace. I mean, this thing has big gates on it. It's been keeping some very important people for a very long time.
Apparently, they weren't important enough.
If somebody takes an airplane and flies it into Buckingham Palace, your extra thick glass on the windows isn't going to do anything.
The moves to increase the first couple's safety come in the wake of the killing of Osama bin Laden 3 weeks ago. I thought that was supposed to make us more free. I thought the idea of Obama, or rather Osama, being killed was that that was a victory for freedom. That was supposed to be, hey, you know, we're moving in the right direction.
No, they actually used that as an excuse to say that there'll be more terrorism or revenge now.
Of course.
And that's unfortunate.
But I think some people saw it that way. I didn't see it that way. I knew that it was just yet another salvo in the ongoing cycle of violence, that the U.S. government perpetrates violence, and then the so-called terrorists perpetrate violence, and then so on and so forth, and on into eternity. So that's all it really was. But I think some people looked at that killing, and they might have told themselves a story about how this means something for freedom, and that this is an indicator that the war on terror is successful, and that now we're all going to be a little bit less at risk because of that. I think there are a lot of Americans that told themselves that story.
There were also people coming out and saying, well, we got bin Laden's relocation because of torture in Guantanamo,
yeah,
which I thought was nonsense.
Really not
too
much evidence to support that claim. I mean, there's a lot of people that can come, a lot of people that know a lot more than me that can come up with a lot of reasons why that didn't happen. As a matter of fact, I think it was Ashcroft who actually said in the same day that yes, it did, and no, it didn't.
So, after lunch with the Queen, the President will lay a wreath at Westminster Abbey before attending an evening banquet hosted by the Queen at Buckingham Palace.
Oh, lovely.
On Wednesday, that's today, Mr. Obama will meet David Cameron and then address both houses of Parliament in Westminster Hall. Meanwhile, Ms. Obama will blah, 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 blah. So, anyway, just kind of a little bit more. And they go into a little bit more detail here over at the Daily Mail in regards to this beast car that they'll be transporting him in. And like the Pope, where the Pope kind of travels around in this...
The Pope-mobile.
Right. I don't know what you call it besides that.
I believe it's called the Pope-mobile.
Where he's carried, essentially, usually by... Isn't he normally carried by people, or did that go out a few centuries ago?
No, yeah. I'm afraid that he's just elevated. Elevated.
You can't see this now, but Wayne's doing an imitation
everyone
of the Pope here in the studio on the webcam. You might be able to see that.
Blessing people with his arm and stuff.
cam.freetalklive.com. But just thought that was kind of interesting that this guy is not, he doesn't believe he's free. I mean, Obama clearly doesn't act like he's free. He's not walking out in public like the rest of us would. He's afraid that something's going to happen to him. And, well, why would that be? I mean, if you are of peace, if you got the Nobel Peace Prize and you really are, you know, acting in a peaceful manner, then you wouldn't have that much to fear. But if you're leading the effort around the world to exterminate innocent life and to kill peaceful people around the world, then that might actually make somebody angry enough to do something.
I don't know that I concur with that. Both Martin Luther King Jr. and Mahatma Gandhi died of the gunman's bullets. And the fact is that that peace...
But they didn't cower in fear like this. Peace they stood for what they believed
agreed,
in.
But you were trying to say that one would be safer, and I just don't think that there's a correlation there. That's fine that you've gotten that wrong, but you're wrong.
I see where you're coming from,
and
Mark.
And the point that I want to make here is that peace is far more dangerous to people who have... many people who have agendas than violence is. By being violent, Barack Obama is only propagating what the terrorists want. By infiltrating their land, he's only doing what they want. They want somebody to fight. He's giving it to them. They want a great Satan. He's giving it to them.
I didn't say that being of peace would completely eliminate your risk of having somebody be violent towards you. But don't you think that being of a warmongering type increases it?
I think it does. I don't think it would for Barack Obama if he were to take that stand. I think that he would have the same threats on his life from different locations because of his position. However, I would agree that just about everybody else in the United States would be more safe if the United States federal government would get its troops out of the Middle East.
I see
the point you're trying to make. I don't think you're right.
Wouldn't it be nice, though, if you actually had the President of the United States not cowering behind a bunch of police shields and actually, you know, with the courage to stand up and give a speech or whatever it is and without, you know, having the fear that something's going to happen?
I think these are reasonable protections that the guy's taking on his own life. I think that he's doing it for bad reasons, but I think that he should take those. I don't have a problem with a man choosing to protect himself from a possible threat. And I think that, I think that Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. show that these threats are going to be made on somebody who's going to make a stand for peace as well as a person who make a stand for war.
Toll free number here tonight, 800-259-9231.
I feel bad for the president because that's no way to live. That's awful, always being secure, concerned about your life and your safety. And, at least Martin Luther King or JFK or these people were more in danger from the establishment than they were the common person. Whereas these politicians...
They both died at the hands of common people.
Well, supposedly. Who knows?
JFK was... JFK supposedly, but the other two, I don't think that there's much dispute. MLK and Gandhi died at the hands of common people. Everybody's got their agenda. Most people's agendas have not gotten out of the Stone Age where they're willing to use a big rock to knock you on the head to get what they want.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We'll tell you about a legal bunny sales coming up here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live. R3's next.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very least stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.